兄姊妹好，
感恩姊妹早晨。
I should speak in English. Suddenly I'm aware.
如果要我讲英文呢，觉得好像有点奇怪咁。
Really nice to be here again.
再喺度同大家嚟见面，实在觉得美好。
This morning when I came from Mountain View area.
早晨喺山景城嗰边嚟到。
I really appreciate a simple tool people let me use it.
觉得有一啲人借咗俾我一啲嘅工具，我实在十分欣赏。
Because in the past when I came to this location, I always get confused.
嗰阵时咧，我开车嚟嗰个地方咧，成日都迷路嘅。
Because there are so many turns, and so I just simply told the William, I said, it's impossible for me to find this place.
因为呢来到这里有左转有拐呢，所以我跟弟兄说不可能找到你这个地方的。
But this time, a brother lent me a little GPS tool.
今次有人呢就借了给我这个卫星导航的地图。
With this little device, I can come here without anybody's help.
有这个电子工具呢，我就可以不用人帮我都可以来到你们的聚会地方了。
And this weekend, I was driving around in this Bay Area.
这个周末呢，我在湾区来来去去。
I enjoy this tool very much.
就很喜欢这个卫星导航。
But in pursuing the direction, I sometimes have to fight with this machine.
需要有这个机器帮我找这个正确方向。
Although this little machine pretty smart.
虽然这个的工具呢，好像这个机器仔好像很醒目咁。
We'll calculate from the beginning to the end, where do I want to go, where is the shortest cut.
他会告诉我听，由这里到那里最短的路程是怎么走。
With one assumption, no detour.
但只是有一个一个设定，就是你冇改道。
No traffic jams, no car accidents.
喺嗰度冇交通意外，冇堵车。
If there are any things like that unexpectedly, then this little toy cannot help me at all.
如果有呢啲嘅意外事情发生咧，这个小嘅玩意咧就帮唔到我啦。
So it is pretty faithful in one sense.
咁可以话呢、这个嘅呢、这个机器呢係好信实嘅。
No matter how I score at this stupid machine, it will do the job.
无论点样搞呢，佢都会话俾你听个方向嘅。
But it's not sensible.
但呢佢冇乜见识嘅。
So this morning, I have a burden to share with you, the subject is, who is the faithful and sensible servant.
所以早晨呢，我同大家交通个题目，谁是有忠心有见识嘅仆人。
Do you remember who asked this question?
系记得系边个问呢一个问题呢？
Can you turn with me to your Bible?
请同我同你打开圣经。
Gospel according to Matthew.
喺马太福音。
Chapter 24.
24章。
Verse 45.
第45节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 45.
马太福音24章45节。
Jesus, by the end of the conversation with the 12 apostles, because in the whole chapter 24, Jesus answered three questions asked by the disciples.
在主耶稣和十二个使徒的讲话末了就有这一段说话，因为在整个二十四章就是讲到主耶稣来回答十二使徒的三个问题。
One of the three questions was focusing on what are the signs when you're coming back?
这三个问题，其中一个问题就是讲到主耶稣回来的时候呢，有什么的兆头。
So Jesus answered all three questions and then come to this sort of conclusion.
主耶稣就回答这个三个问题，在之后呢就有这个的讲论，就是这个的结论。
The question is this one. Who is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them their food at proper time?
就是主耶稣就问一个问题，就是在45节这里，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
And one day the master will come back and will settle account with all these slaves.
所以有一天主耶稣要回来，会来跟他的仆人来到算账的。
I believe all the true Christians today, we have the sense that Jesus is coming back very, very close.
我晓得真正信主的人，我里边都有个感觉，主耶稣会很快、很快咁嚟到翻嚟啦。
Because all the signs being mentioned in chapter 24, 90% we see it today.
因为在24章里边讲到主耶稣要翻嚟嘅兆头，有90%。我们今天用我的眼亲眼见得到，已经应验了。
So we all have this sense of urgency that Jesus is coming back very soon.
所以我们都有一个迫切，主耶稣很快就回来。
So the question now for Christians is not when.
所以对于信主的人来说，不是何时回来。
The question becomes, are you ready?
那个问题是，你预备好没呢？
Just like a student in school.
好像学校里面学生一样。
I think we all face, if you remember when you were a student, you know that someday you face tests.
或者你现在学生，或者以前做学生，你会记得有一天考试要临到。
Teacher in the beginning of the class will tell you, in my class, I will give you 1, 2, 3 tests.
咁在学期开始的时候，先生就会跟你说，我会给这三个测验给大家。
That's the way to find out whether you really understand this course.
因为经过这些考试，我们才会知道你有没有明白课程。
Whether you are a faithful student.
你是不是一个忠心的学生？
Are you prepared?
你有没有预备好呢？
So, for our master, our Lord, when he comes back, he will ask each individual student of his.
所以我们的主耶稣就是我们的主人，有一天他回来要问在座每一个学生。
If you really know that the master is coming back, are you ready?
如果你真的知道你的主人要回来，你是不是预备好呢？
So I hope this morning, we can use this phrase when Jesus asks, who is the faithful and sensible servants or slaves to encourage one another?
所以早晨我愿意用着这个问题，就是谁是忠心有见识的仆人。这个问题，你要彼此交通的时候有互相有激励。
Because by the time when Jesus comes back, he is asking every one of us, are you faithful? Are you sensible?
因为主耶稣回来的时候，他都会逐个来问我这个问题，你是不是有忠心的？你是不是有见识的？
Faithful is pretty straightforward, easy to answer.
忠心是很直接的，很容易答复的。
Because Jesus said, no one can serve two masters.
因为主耶稣说，没人可以服侍两个主。
You either love this and hate the other, or emphasize this and less emphasize the other.
你或者爱这个，恨恶那个，或者你强调这个，你忽略那个。
You cannot serve God and also serve mammon.
你不可以服侍神，又服侍马门。
That's what Jesus said.To every one of us.
这个主耶稣向每一个人讲的。
If Jesus is your master,
如果耶稣是你的主，
serve him.
你就服侍他。
If money is God, serve money.
如果金钱是神的话，你就去服侍金钱。
But we always think, how about serve both?
但我的问题就是想两样都来服侍。
Because both are very important.
因为两样都很重要。
But Jesus said,Unfortunately, you can only pick one.
但耶稣说你只能够拣选一个。
So if you try to pick two, then you are unfaithful.
如果你选择两个的话，你是不忠心的人。
In the Old Testament time,
在旧约的里面，
for the Israel people,
对于以色列人来说，
they face the same issue.
他都面对同样的问题。
They want to serve God because they know Jehovah is the one who led them out of Egypt and enter into the promised land.
他一方面愿意服侍神，因为知道耶和华神是引他们出埃及的那位神。
God told them, you have to be faithful to me. You cannot serve me and also serve idols.
神说你要服侍我，你要单单来服侍我，不能够又服侍我又服侍偶像。
But if you study the whole Old Testament history, you will find that the Jewish people made serious mistake in this point.
但当我们看整个旧约的时候，就见到以色列人在这一点上犯下大错。
So God was so mad and sent the prophets to warn them, ask them to repent, but they refused.
神就极之愤怒，但他差派他的先知来到以色列人中间，叫他们悔改，但他们拒绝。
On one hand, they want to serve the true
God. 一方面，他们愿意来到服侍真神耶和华。
But everyone still keep a little idol in their heart.
但他们心里边却藏一个小的偶像在他们中间。
So for that sin, God said, "You are unfaithful to me."
因着咁嘅缘故，神话你系不忠心嘅人。
You are a harlot, spiritually speaking.
对于属灵嚟讲系一个淫妇。
So God threw them away.
所以神将佢逐出去。
So the conclusion in the Old Testament was a sad story.
所以喺旧约嚟讲，结论系一个悲惨嘅故事。
So serving God is a very serious matter.
所以侍奉神是一个十分之严肃的问题。
You have to be faithful to Him.
一定要向他忠心。
That's requirement number one.
那第一个条件。
I think today for us, to be faithful to God,
今天对我来说向神要忠心。
It's not easy, but we can understand it.
不是容易的事，但我们能够了解。
Just like a marriage.
好像
婚姻。Between man and woman.
好像男女的结合。
You know, you keep this marriage going, one thing you have to be careful.
你维持这段婚姻有一点你必须很小心的。
Be faithful to each other.
彼此来忠心。
Don't get involved with a third person.
不要有第三者来介入这段婚姻里面。
That's a very straightforward challenge.
这个是一个十分直接了当的挑战。
So everyone can understand this concept.
每个人都明白这个忠心的这个概念。
But Jesus asked not only for faithful to him, he also asked for be sensible to him.
主耶稣不单只要求人对他来忠心，并且要求仆人要有见识。
So I want to dwell on the second point, spend more time.
我愿意在第二点见识一点上面放多点的时间。
It's not easy to be well balanced on both points.
我们在两点上面要有找到平衡是不容易的。
If you look at the Old Testament story,
如果你看旧约的故事，
King Saul,
所罗门王，扫罗王，
he was blessed by the Lord.
他是被神所祝福的。
He reigned Israel 40 years.
他在以色列路作王40年之久。
But he has a problem.
但他有一个问题。
His problem is not sensible.
他的问题就是没有见识。
Although he thought himself pretty smart.
虽然他觉得自己都挺醒目的。
God would tell him do certain things.
神叫他做一些事情。
For instance, like kill the Amalekites.
好像叫他杀亚玛力人。
And don't take any of those sheep and cows whatsoever.
不要留下任何牛羊。
But he, in his mind, he will think.
但在他思想里面他是这样想。
Yeah, I will execute 90% of the will of God.
我会执行神90%的命令。
He will kill almost 99.9% the enemy Amalekite.
佢将呢个亚玛力人99.9%都杀晒。
Just keep one as a souvenir.
但系留翻一个做纪念品。
Who was he?
系边个咧？
the king.
就是那個皇帝留低。
He thought that, you know, that little one, if I kill all of them, then nobody knows I have finished something.
如果我將這些人全部殺曬，沒人知道我完成了一件那麼偉大的事。
And then you look at all those beautiful cows and sheep.
看見那些肥美的牛羊。
Oh, if I slaughter all of them, wow, what a waste.
如果將他對全部都宰殺十分的浪費。
So in his mind, he calculated.
所以在腦袋裡面他就運轉計數了。
God, if I keep those good ones, beautiful ones, perfect ones for you.
神啊，如果我將這些完美沒有瑕疵的留給你。
All those not perfect ones, I will kill, slaughter all of them.
有瑕疵的那些我就全部殺了。
So he decided that's much better.
他就覺得這樣是好一點。
In his own mind, he figured out his own logic.
在他的腦袋裡面計算，用他的邏輯來計算。
So he kept one king and he kept all those fat, healthy, beautiful sheep as well as cattle.
所以他就留下一个王，又留下那些又肥又靓的牛和羊。
But do you think God will say, good job? Well done, my servant. Did God say that?
神会说，我好仆人啊，你实在做得好啊。
No.
不会这么讲。
God was so angry.
神十分的愤怒。
So he was not evaluated by God as a sensible servant.
所以神说这个人是没有见识的仆人。
So let's think about what does it mean by sensible.
所以我愿意思想一下什么叫做有见识呢？
I look into how many times Jesus has used this word in the four Gospels.
在四福音的里面，主耶稣究竟曾经几多次用有见识这个字眼呢？
And I realize there are five times altogether in four Gospels Jesus mentioned this word sensible.
在这个四福音里面，主耶稣曾经五次用有见识这个字。
If you go to the dictionary, you check this word.
如果我们去查字典，查有见识这个字眼呢，
you will find this word has different translation.
这个字呢，原来有几个的翻译的。
Here, in this verse, what we just read, sensible is New American Standard translation.
在这个 NASB 里面就将它翻成有见识。
But the same word also being translated as wise, intelligent.
在别的圣经里面有翻去做聪明的，有智慧的。
Also being translated as shrewd.
也都翻译成适合的。
So the same word has different translation.
同一个字有不同的圣经里不同的翻译字眼。
But altogether, this word being used by Jesus five times in four Gospels.
无论哪一个翻译加在上来，在四个福音里面主耶稣曾经五次来引用这个字。
So I think if we go through those five times, then we will figure out what does Jesus mean being wise.
所以如果我将这个五个地方都来看一看的时候，我就知道主耶稣讲有见识或者聪明究竟是什么意思。
Right. Today if youhave a high IQ with you're smart.
今天如果你那个智商高，人家就说你醒目。
Or your SAT can be 1400, then you're smart.
或者你那个会考毕业那个分数高，人家说你醒目。
Right? That's how we define you're smart, you're wise.
就是人说你究竟是不是醒目呢，就是这样来计数的。
If that's the definition of the Bible, then most of us are really in trouble.
如果圣经里面是这样讲的话呢，我就很多人有问题了。
Right? Not many of us can reach that high standard.
不是很多人可以及得上人所讲的那些这样的标准的。
Thank God, God didn't ask for this kind of servant. You have to be high IQ.
咁就神冇要求我哋要有好高嘅智商。
But Jesus, in Jesus' eye, he considers certain things if we do, then you are smart.
喺神主耶稣嘅眼里边，你做某啲事情咧，神咧就话你醒目啦。
Do you want to be smart in Jesus' eye?
你想唔想喺神嘅眼主耶稣嘅眼中觉得你系醒目嘅咧
？I think we all do. No one will say, Lord, I'm so stupid.
我想我们个都想在神眼中觉得我是有见识醒目的人，我们不会觉得从神说神我想做一个愚蠢的人。
No one will do that.
没有人愿意这样的。
So now let's go through Those four, I mentioned this verse already, that's the one time. Now let's go through the other four times. Let's find out each time, what does it mean to be wise in Jesus' eye?
除了这个地方之外，还有四个地方主耶稣讲到聪明的人的，我们逐个来看看，看看神的眼中是怎么看的。
First, go to Matthew 7.
第一个地方在马太福音的第七章。
Verse 24 to 25.
第24节到第25节。
I think we are all familiar with this Bible.
我们对这个经节都十分认识的。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descends, and the floods came, and the wind blows the burst against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been found upon the rock.
马太福音第七章第二十四节，所以凡听见我这话去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
Oh, I know this paragraph.
我知道这一段的圣经。
I know you know.
我知道你知道。
But do you practice?
但你有没有行呢？
That's a key point.
这个是个重要的一点。
Just like when I received this little tool. In the beginning, I don't know how to use it. I have the tool, but I don't know how to use it.
好像这个的小玩意咁，我有这个工具，但呢起初我不晓得怎么样来用。
Until I play with it.
但我用来玩一玩一下呢。
I use it.
我用它。
I made a few mistakes, then I learned.
我搞错了几次之后呢，我就知道怎么用了。
So, to know something is one thing.To do it is another thing.
所以你知道一啲嘢係一件事，但係你真係要行出嚟咧，佢係另外一件事。
In this verse we just read,
喺我哋剛才讀嘅一段經文嘅裏邊
，is from one context. This context is we call beatitude.
就係喺呢個登山寶訓裏邊出嚟嘅。
Right? We all know this. That covers three chapters.
知道登山寶訓裏邊有三有三章聖經咁長嘅。
In a very narrow sense, to define to be smart is Jesus said, "If you do what I say."
再好简单讲，主耶稣话，如果你按照我所讲去行，你就系聪明人。
So, in a narrow sense, this chapter 7, verse 24-25 is from this context of the beatitude.
合意来讲呢，在七章二十四、二十五节呢，就是讲登山宝训里边的这个合意的讲法了。
But, if you make this wider, broader,
但是我们如果从讲义上面来讲，
in the context of this whole Matthew Gospel,
从整个马太福音上面来看，
you know, Matthew Gospel is unique, is different from the other three Gospels.
马太福音和其他三个福音有什么不同的地方呢？
Because in this gospel, Jesus teach the disciples one subject.
因为在这个福音里面主耶稣教导门徒一个的题目。
That's how Matthew is different.
就是将马太福音如此的分别出来。
He used a very special terminology which never exists in any other three gospels.
在马太福音所用的这个字眼呢，在其他三个福音里面都没有用到的。
What is the term?
哪个名词呢？
Kingdom of heavens.
就是天国。
That's the unique term. Only Matthew uses it.
只是在马太福音里面这样说，天国。
So in order to understand what does it mean to enter into the kingdom of heavens,
所以如果我们要明白怎样能够进入天的国度里面，
you have to study this gospel carefully.
你必须要很小心地来到看马太福音。
And this gospel records five messages concerning kingdom of heavens.
在马太福音里面就讲到五个关乎入天国的事情。
In this whole 28 chapters, there are five messages complete this concept of kingdom of heavens.
在这二十几章圣经里面有五个信息是讲乎关于到天国的。
And Jesus encouraged His disciples to enter into this kingdom in a very strong term.
主耶稣在那里来鼓励，十分强调的帮助那些使徒们进入天国。
If you go to chapter 11, verse 12,
如果你去第11章第12節,
he said, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is taken by violence, and the violence seized on it.
从11章12節, 从施浸约翰的时候到如今, 天国是努力进入的, 努力的人就得着了。
So Chinese simply translate as work hard, right?
中文翻译就是努力
了。But the English word is not only work hard, it's a violent.
看英文的翻译不是努力那么简单，是暴力。
It's a very strong term.
是一个很强烈的字眼。
So if you want to enter into the kingdom of heavens, you cannot just walk in. No.
如果你只是要上去天国，你不是有斯斯文文地走进去，不行的。
It's not an easy job, Jesus warned the disciples.
主耶稣跟门徒说，不是一件很容易的事。
You have to pay a price.
你需要付代价。
You have to suffer greatly.
你需要大大的，你要受苦。
So, the New American Standard translates this paragraph says, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence.
ASB 那裡就是這樣翻譯的，要進入天國的人乃是忍受極大的痛苦。
And the next phrase translates violent man take it by force.
下面那字呢就是這樣說的，暴力的人就用暴力得著了。
In other words, if you take it lightly, you don't care about the cost to enter, you can never make it.
如果你是求求其其的人，没什么所谓的，那你不会入得到去的。
So if you have this ambition to enter into the kingdom of heavens, then be ready in your heart.
如果你里面有个野心，我要进入这个天国的里面，那你需要里面预备好。
Whatever price, I'm willing to pay.
无论任何代价，我都愿意付。
If you have that attitude, you are possible.
如果你有这样的态度，你有可能了。
So that's the attitude Jesus challenged all his disciples. If you don't have this attitude, forget about the kingdom of heavens.
主耶稣那是用着这样的态度，你要挑战他的门徒。如果你没有这样的态度，你不可能入到天国。
So there are five messages in this gospel. Explain and in detail.What is the kingdom of heavens and how to enter into it?
在这个福音书里面就有五段的信息告诉人听，究竟你怎样能够入到天国呢？很详细地要讲的。
But today, this is not my theme, so I will not go into detail, but just whet the appetite. I hope you will spend time to study it.
今天因为时间缘故，我不会进入这个题目，但只不过吊吊下你的胃口，等你们知道一下。
So the first point I want to make is,Anyone listen to Jesus' message, you take action upon it, then you are wise.
第一个信息就是说，如果你听到神的话，你在那里走出来，那你就聪明人了。
That's point number one.
第一点。
Point number two.
第二点。
If you go to chapter 10, verse 16, verse 17.
第十章，第十六节，第十七节。
This is the second time Jesus used this word wise.
这个是第二个地方，主耶稣讲到这个聪明。
But here, the translation changed. It didn't translate this word as wise, but you translate as shrewd.
但呢，这里呢，不将这个字，翻做聪明，却翻做灵巧。
Let's read it. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes, and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard against men. They will hand you over to the local councils and flog you in their synagogues.
我差你们去如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子。你们防备人，因为他们将你们交给公会。
Everyone follow me? Are you following the text?
你们看不看跟不跟得到啊
you find it?
找不找到圣经啊
Chapter 10 verse 16 and 17.
第十章十六节第十七节。
This context is the second message. Concerning the heaven of kingdom of heaven.
就讲到天国嘅信息里边嘅第二段。
Jesus basically tell the disciples, I'm going to send you out. You have to preach this message.
主耶稣话俾门徒听，我差遣你出去，你要传扬呢个信息。
Because this message of the kingdom first preached by the king, the Baptist, John the Baptist.
这个信息起初是由施浸约翰来传讲的。
And then Jesus came.
主耶稣出现了。
He preached the same gospel.
他都是传讲同样的福音。
Now Jesus trained the disciples.
然后主耶稣就训练门徒。
So that disciples now they understand what Jesus means.
至于门徒现在晓得主耶稣讲的是什么意思。
And Jesus said, now go. You preach the same message to the world.
主耶稣说去将这个信息带给世界。
But Jesus warned them.
但主耶稣却说他们警告他们。
Don't be too excited about this message.
对于这个信息不要太过兴奋。
Don't think when you preach this kingdom of heaven's message, people will roll out red carpet and give you five-star hotel to stay.
不要以为当你要传讲这个天国的福音的时候，这些人会打开红地毯招呼你住五星级的酒店。
People will welcome you.
以为你会受人的欢迎。
No, that's not the case.
但不是这样的。
If you preach about good family or how to raise kids God's way, you will be welcomed.
如果你在这里传扬一个怎样成立一个家庭，怎样按着神的心思带领孩子，人会欢迎你。
But if you want to preach the gospel of the kingdom and how to get into the kingdom, you have to prepare. People will sneak at you.
但是倘若你要传天国的信息，就是怎样你要进入天国的信息，人会藐视你。
Not only they will despise you, but they will also persecute you.
不单止他们藐视你，并且他们会来到控告你。
And Jesus said, a very simple term, I'm sending sheep into wolves.
很简单的例子就是将羊差派羊进入狼群的里面。
Not the other way around.
不是调转的。
I'm not sending wolves into sheep's flock, no. I'm sending the reverse. Send the sheep. Who are the sheep?
我不是将狼差派入羊群里边，那将羊差派入狼群里边，边个是羊呢？
Those disciples.
就是这些门徒了。
But they are not as dumb as the sheep.
但他们班人呢，没羊那么蠢的。
If you look at the sheep, they are pretty dumb.
你看看羊呢，真的很蠢的。
But Jesus said, no, wait a minute.
主说不是
哦。On one hand, I am sending you like sheep into wolves, but I warn you.
虽然我将你好像羊咁差派狼群当中，但我警告你。
In order to survive in this enemy territory,
要在敌对阵营里边生存呢，
you have to be as smart as snake.But here, translation, shrewd as snake.
你需要好似蛇咁醒目，就好似灵巧似蛇一样。
But innocent as dove.
但系却好似鸽子咁纯良。
What does it mean?
咩意思呢？
Now you have to figure out what Jesus mean exactly.
你而家要思想下主耶稣咁系想讲啲咩嘢。
One time, I was in China preaching.
有一次我国内了中国了传福音。
And you probably know, preaching in China is not easy.
你都知道在大陆呢，你要传讲福音不容易的。
Especially if you are from abroad, then basically it's illegal to preach in China.
特别呢，海外来的话呢，你在大陆呢是传道是非法的。
But Jesus said, go and preach to the world.
但主耶稣说你去向世界传讲这个大好的信息。
So you cannot because the government say you can, thou shalt not preach, then you don't preach anymore.
我们不可以听政府讲话，你不准在这里传福音，我们就不传。
Because there is another higher authority, which is from God. God said preach, then you preach. Regardless the time is good or bad.
因为有更高的权柄要求我们要去里传，无论得时不得时，总要里传道。
So over the years, I see there are certain people, they preach, but they get caught.
所以在这些年间，看到有些人要传讲神的道，被捉了去。
caught by the, I mean the security police.
就係俾呢個俾呢個政府嘅人捉咗佢啦。
公安
捉咗啦。
But some were avoided.
但係咧有啲又逃走咗啦。
So you see how you practice this phrase: shrewd as snake, and innocent as a sheep.
所以我哋真係要學識好似段聖經，靈巧像蛇，純良如鴿子。
You have to be careful.
必須要小心。
Do what God tells you, but also watch people.
按照神嘅話嚟到去做。
But Jesus said those people will persecute you. Watch them. Don't be so dumb.
但要警醒，睇下住嗰啲人。因為那些人要來到迫害你的，你不要太
蠢。 Anytime when you have some noise, run.
如果有什麼風吹草動呢，走啊。
Yeah, I run many times.
我走過很多次了。
Yeah, but you cannot just stand there and say, oh, here I am. Get me. No, run away.
我們不可以這樣站在這裡，我在這裡了，你都捉我了，但要走。
So that means shrewd as a snake.
好像靈巧像蛇。
That's the attitude when we do God's work.
当我们做神的工是赖这样。
Watch out.
需要小心。
Don't be so innocent and get caught.
警醒，不要在那里太过牛。
Now, the third time Jesus used wise.
第三点神用聪明这个字呢？
Let's go to chapter 25, Matthew.
马太福音的第25章。
25 verse 1 to 4.
第一節到第四節。
I think we all know this story too.
我們都認識這段經文。
But just I want to put all them together. Let's think about be a smart people.
我們就將它放在一起，我們認識什麼叫做一個聰明的人。
Then the kingdom of heaven will be comparable to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.And the five of them were foolish, and five were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the prudent took oil in flask along with their lamps.
25章1到4节，那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油，聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
So this parable of 10 virgins, we all familiar with it.
呢十个童女嘅比喻咧，我哋都十分认识。
But Jesus used this analogy. He says, among the 10 virgins, five are wise. But here they use the word translated as prudent. But same word.
呢十个童女咧。有五個是愚拙的，五個是聰明的，就有聰明這個字眼了。
And five are foolish.
五個是愚拙的。
Who are the virgins? That's the question number one.
第一個問題，誰是童女呢？
I think virgins must be all believers.
我相信童女都是信主的。
Because if some people interpret this paragraph says some are foolish one are those non-believers and the smart one the believers, I don't agree.
有些人是这样解释这段圣经的，就说那个聪明的就信主的，愚拙的是不信主的，我不同意这样的讲法。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's simple.
简单。
Who will wait for bride to come?
边个会喺个等候新郎嚟咧？
If you are non-believers, will you wait for Jesus to come?
如果你系唔信主嘅人，你会等候主嚟吗
？Never.
唔会。
No non-believers will wait for the second coming of Jesus. That's impossible.
唔信主嘅人，佢从来唔会等候主嘅第二次再来嘅，呢个系唔可能嘅。
If you are waiting, if you are a person waiting for the second coming of the Lord, then you must be a believer.
所以如果你是等待主第二次降临的话，你一定是信主的人。
So I believe these 10 virgins, they are all believers.
所以我相信这十个童女都是信主的。
Agree?
同意吗？
So now, among all the believers, the ten represented by these ten virgins.
在这个信主人里面就被这十个童女来概括了。
But Jesus said, five are smart, five are foolish.
但有五个是聪明的，有五个是愚拙的。
So now the question is, which category you belong to?
问题呢，就是现在你究竟属于哪一种类的人呢？
That's a serious matter.
这个是十分严肃的事情。
We are all virgins in the eyes of our Lord.
我们在我们主的眼中都是童女来的。
And Paul said the same thing. I want to betroth you to Christ as a virgin to the bridegroom.
我在保罗的书信里面就这么讲的，我愿意将你们如同童女一样，你要献给过给主，就是我的新郎。
So all the virgins has a heart for the bridegroom.
所以所有的童女都有个心向着主的。
So they all wait for him.
他们都是等候这个新郎的来临。
But unfortunately, the bridegroom's coming delayed.
但是呢新郎延迟了。
So all fall asleep, all ten fall asleep.
所有十个童女都等到累睡了觉。
While they were waiting, they all have torches or lantern, these different translations.
当他们睡着的时候呢他们都有灯的。
It is something hold the light in the darkness.
就有些人说灯笼，有些人说是这个火把，但总是在黑暗里面带出光亮出来。
So Jesus said, we are the light of the world.
主耶稣说我是世界的光。
So we, as a Christian, we have light to shine forth in the darkness.
作为基督徒，我们在黑暗里面是照出光亮出来的。
But the light, in this sense,is not say we are light in that sense, but there is something inside of us that's the light.
这个灯呢不是讲到我们就是那个灯光那个灯，但是讲到我们心里边有没有一些光。
Because Jesus in Gospel John, he said, I am the light of the world.
因为在这个约翰福音里边你要讲，主耶稣说我是世界的光。
So we know that because Jesus' life is inside of each Christian, that's the reason Christian can be the light. There is a true light in there.
因着主耶稣是我们的生命，他在我们里边成为我们的亮光，以主我们作为基督徒，我们才有亮光来照亮这个世界。
So we are all in this sense carry the light.
因着咁嘅缘故，我哋都系咁带着火把嘅人。
So the question now becomes, where is the energy? Where is the oil to bring forth the light?
问题就系喺我哋嘅里边，边度有呢个能量？边度有呢个油嚟烧出呢啲火出嚟咧？
Today we all use electricity as an energy to bring out the light through the bulb.
今日我哋都系用住电力嚟到发电，以致我哋有电灯光嘅。
But in Jesus' time, 2,000 years ago, there was no electricity.
但喺主耶稣嘅时候，2,000 年之前冇电力嘅。
They all use lantern with oil.
所以需要呢个油灯嚟到点油嘅。
So Jesus used this as an analogy, said for Christians, in order to bring forth the light, you need oil.
所以主耶稣就用住呢一个嘅比喻，作为呢个基督徒需要点亮灯，你必须要有油。
Okay, so we all have oil in the sense.
所以应该讲话每一个人都系有油嘅。
Do you?
你有油吗
？Do you have oil?
你有油吗
？If you don't have, then you are not Christians.
如果你里边冇油嘅话咧， mm-hmm. 你唔系基督徒啦。
Because we all have, when we are born again.That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为当我们被重生的时候，是圣灵所做的工作。
Born out of spirit.
我们是由圣灵而生的。
So we all have oil in a sense.
所以我们每个人都应该有油的。
So because this oil is within us, this is the energy source to burn the light, and the light can shine forth.
因着我们里面有油成为我们的能量，以至于我们能够点亮这个灯，来要 发出光来。
Now, the question is, some Christians, their oil supply is short. Some Christians, they have abundant oil.
问题呢，是有些基督徒呢，他们缺了一些油了。 不够，有些人呢，有基督徒呢，他是有足够的油。
Because that's the only factor divide the ten virgins into two groups.
这个就是将这两班人分开的唯一的原因。
One group is, God says, that's wise, smart.
一班人主说他是聪明的。
Prudent.
聪明的。
And the other five, they are really foolish.
另外那五个呢是愚蠢的。
So the only difference among these two groups is the supply of oil.
对于这两班人来讲，个分别呢就是他的油够不够。
So I have just explained, the oil represents the Holy Spirit.
我刚刚解释了，油那是代表圣灵。
So dear Christians, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we should know we all have Holy Spirit within us.
我应当知道在我的内里，我都有圣灵住在这里。
We all have the oil in the lantern.
我们都有这个灯油在这个 灯笼的里面。
But the issue of each Christian today is, do you have abundant oil?
但是对于基督徒来说，今天究竟你有没有丰富的油？
If you have abundant oil, then you are wise.
如果你有丰富的油，那你就是聪明的。
Because when the bridegroom comes back, you can welcome him.
因为当新郎来的时候，你就能够来欢迎他。
Otherwise, when the bridegroom comes second time, you woke up and suddenly realize, I have no oil, oil ran out.
但是呢，倘若新郎延迟回来的时候呢，我就会觉得不够油，哎呀，我都冇咗油啦。
Then you know the result. The result is terrible.
咁你就知道结果系十分可怕嘅。
The foolish virgins are rejected outside the feast. The five smart ones, prudent ones, they are welcome into the marriage feast.
愚拙嘅童女唔能够参加呢个筵席，但系咧聪明嘅童女咧佢系能够参加呢个婚宴。
So, brother and sister, today we have to think carefully. If we say, Lord, please come soon, that's a good prayer.
所以我们需要小心。如果我们说，主啊，愿你快来，这个是我们的祷告。
But the issue is, are you ready?
但问题是，你预备好没呢？
In other words, do you have abundant what?
你有没有足够的？
Oil.
油呢？
Do you have abundant Holy Spirit?
有没有足够圣灵在你的里面呢？
Now, what does it mean, abundant Holy Spirit?
什么叫足够很多的圣灵呢？
For the charismatic or the Pentecostal people, they will say, oh, if you speak tongue, then you have abundant oil.
对于灵恩派话五旬节来说，如果你讲方言的话，那你就有足够的圣灵了。
I think that's misinterpret the Bible.
我觉得这个那是误解了圣经。
If you go to Ephesians,
如果我们要看这个以弗所书，
I think it's chapter...
应当在这个第五章那里。
Paul said, don't be drunk by wine.
保罗来说不要醉酒。
What's the following statement? Be filled by the Holy Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
Remember that verse?
记得这段圣经吗？
If you study that verse carefully,
如果我细心嚟读嗰一段嘅圣经，
you will find out it's a strange combination. Talking about filled with Holy Spirit, but first tell don't be drunk.
一方面讲到我哋要被圣灵充满，一方面就话唔好醉酒。
How in the world Christian can be put together in this context? On one hand, don't be drunk like those alcoholic.But on the other hand, immediately mentioned, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
为什么基督徒像这类的人呢？一方面有讲到他们不要醉酒，好像那些酗酒人一样，一方面呢就讲到他们要被圣灵来到充满。
These two doesn't go together.
这两段好像不相符的。
But it does.
但是是的。
Paul purposely put these two in the same verse.
保罗特地将这两段经文放在一起。
What does it mean?
怎么解呢？
It means one simple thing.
一个件很简单的事。
Because these two has a common denominator.
因为这两个事情都是共同处。
Because when a person filled by the alcohol or the wine,
因为当有人要醉酒的时候，
you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事呢？
Have you met a drunk person?
你有没有见过醉酒人啊？
Beat him up!
会立面打人的。
or say a lot of crazy words.
或者立亂, 發了瘋了,
and afterwards you ask him, why did you say that? What did I say?
之後你問他, 我何時說過這樣?
Or why did you beat him up? Did I?
為什麼你打人啊? 我何時打過人啊?
Then you know, he didn't remember anything he said or anything he did, right?
所以你又知道他不記得他所做過所說過的事。
So who controlled this drunk person?
誰控制這個醉酒的人呢?
Who?
誰控制他呢?
The alcohol.
酒精。
Right? The alcohol was in charge, so the person just out of himself, he will say many crazy things, he didn't mean it, and he will hit the other person, he didn't mean it too.
所以这个醉酒的人呢,就被酒精控制,他来到打人,他来讲,也都不是他自己所愿意的。
That's what's called a drunk person.
我们就说这样一个醉酒的人。
But how about the person filled by the Holy Spirit?
但是被圣灵充满的他是怎么样呢?
Has the same similar phenomenon.
都是类似的。
He should be controlled by what?
他是被什么来控制呢?
Holy Spirit.
被圣灵来管理的。
If a person controlled by, not by the Holy Spirit, then what kind of control this person being run? Who is the boss?
如果一个人不是被圣灵来管理,他是被什么来管理呢? 谁是他的老板呢?
Me.
那是自己。
So you control yourselves.
就是你自己控制自己。
That's called carnal Christian.
这个属肉体的基督徒。
Got it?
知道吗?
If you control your own life, you are the boss. That's called carnal Christian.
如果你管理你自己的生命, 这个属肉体的, 这个叫属肉体的基督徒。
Although you have Holy Spirit.
虽然你有圣灵在里面,
but Holy Spirit is not the boss.
但圣灵不是那个, 老板。
He is only a servant.
圣灵只不过在做一个仆人。
But now if you are controlled by the Holy Spirit,
但如果你愿意被圣灵来管理的,
then Holy Spirit fill you, He is in charge.
圣灵来充满你, 他就在那里完全管理你。
That's the true meaning of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
这个是被圣灵充满, 那个真正的意义。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
what is a wise virgin?
谁是, 聪明的童女呢?
She has more Holy Spirit.
她里面有多些的圣灵。
In other words, she is controlled by the Holy Spirit.
换句话来说, 她是愿意被圣灵管理的。
Got it?
得到, 听到吗?
Who is foolish virgin?
哪些是, 愚拙的童女呢?
He has less oil.
他就是少,里面很少的圣灵。
That means these virgins are controlled by what?
就是说这些童女是被什么来管理呢?
Himself.
被自己来管理。
You always mind of your own things, you never really mind of the Holy Spirit.
我常常关心自己的事, 没关心属神的事。
You are a carnal Christian.
那你就是一个属肉体的基督徒。
Then in Christ's eyes, you are foolish.
在神的眼中, 你是一个愚拙的人。
Got it? This is the third time Jesus used this word.
明白吗? 这个主第三次用这个字眼。
Lastly.
最后一次。
Lastly is not in the Matthew Gospel, in the Luke Gospel.
不是在马太福音,
if you go to Luke chapter 16,
在路加第16章,
that's a very strange parable.
是很奇怪的一段的比喻,
and if you go to that chapter 16, if you read the whole chapter, I have no time, so I only read verse 8 and 9.
如果你有时间,你将第16章读一次,但没有时间,我只能读第8和第9节。
And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of the light. And I say to you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家作事聪明，因为今世之子在世时上较比光明之子更加聪明。我又告诉你们，要藉着那不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去。
This is the fourth time Jesus mentioned wise.
这个主第四次讲到聪明这个字眼。
But very strange, he's described of unjust servant wise.
好奇怪啊，佢都你讲一个不义嘅管家聪明。
I don't know how many of you have studied this parable.
唔知道有几多个嚟到读过一段嘅经文。
Are you confused?
你有冇一啲嘅混淆咧
？Is Jesus encourage us to be unrighteous?
系咪主耶稣叫我哋做一个不义嘅人呢？
You Chinese 慷他人之慨 ，I don't know how the English say it.
中文就系慷他人之慨。
You are generous other people's wealth.
慷他人之慨。
You waste your master's properties.
就浪费你主人嘅钱财。
Is this parable does Jesus encourage us to be like that?
主耶稣系咪鼓励我哋做呢啲慷他人之慨嘅事咧？
Yeah, if you read this paragraph roughly, you have that impression.
如果你嚟到读一段经文咧，你有个咁嘅感觉啦。
No, if you study carefully, you should get the opposite.
如果我细心嚟读咧，我应当读到相反嘅。
Jesus didn't command we should do anything unjust, unrighteous.
主耶稣唔系叫我哋做一啲不义嘅事。
But Jesus used this person, this unrighteous servant.But command him, he did something right.
但主耶稣佢系话用咗呢个不义嘅仆人话俾佢做一件对嘅事。
His wrongdoing, he wastes his master's wealth. That's wrong. That's unfaithful.
佢浪费主人嘅钱财，呢个系佢做错嘅。
Jesus rebuked that.
主耶稣话呢个系错嘅。
If you read the whole context, you will see that.
如果你睇成个段咧，系你睇到啦。
But there is one thing Jesus said.We should learn from this person.
但有一点，主耶稣，我要向呢个人要学习。
As long as he realized that he will be fired.
当呢个管家佢发觉佢就要被炒鱿鱼。
That's a good one. 炒鱿鱼。Then he immediately take action.
咁佢咧就即刻有一啲嘅动作啦。
What's his action?
佢做啲咩嘢
？If you know you will be fired by your boss, what do you do?
如果你就快炒走咧，要做啲咩嘢咧
？You go home and sleep and feel sorry for yourself. Will you do that?
你会翻屋企瞓觉啦，觉得自己真系凄凉啦。
Then you are stupid.
咁你又蠢啦。
You should not feel sorry for yourself.
你唔应该喺嗰度觉得自己好惨。
You should take action.
你应该要有行动。
Prepare. What's next? What should I do? How many options do I have?
预备下一步，我咁有啲咩选择咧？
That's called smart.
这个就是聪明了。
If you feel sorry for yourself, go home and sleep and do nothing, you are stupid.
咁如果你净系喺嗰度自己伤心，翻屋企冚埋头瞓觉咧，咁你就蠢啦。
Jesus said this person, he did something right.
但系耶稣话呢个人做咗一啲嘢啱嘅。
Although his character was wrong, he should never waste his master's money, but he think about future. That is something right.
虽然他性格错，唔应该浪费佢主人嘅钱财，但咧佢却做对咗一样嘢，思想将来嘅事。
So he made a few arrangement, right?
所以佢嗰度咧就做咗几样嘅事情。
I have no time to go into detail. You can study for yourselves.
我冇时间去逐样讲，但你可以慢慢去读。
But the important thing is because he has think about the future.
但系紧要嘅就系佢想到以后嘅事。
And he sit down and prepare.
他坐低预备。
He has a plan.
他在有一个计划。
He didn't go to the future without any plan.
他没来到面对将来，他没有计划的。
In other words, when the future comes, when inevitable things happen, he knows what will he do and what will happen later on.
因为当将来你要来到的时候，他知道他现在要做什么事，他知道他将来要做什么事。
So Jesus said, that's good.
主耶稣话呢个啱啦。
If you go to the last parable in the same chapter of 16,
如果你睇第十六章最后嗰个比喻
，That's another familiar story.
有同样一段嘅圣经。
Jesus talk about two person. One is a wealthy person. The other one is Lazarus.
主耶稣讲到两个人，一个咧就系有钱嘅人财主，另外一个咧就系呢个乞丐拉撒路。
They both died.
都死咗啦。
And they all end up in one place called Hades.
都喺阴间嘅里面。
But in Hades there are two parts, two compartments.
但喺呢个阴间里边有两个部门嘅。
Each one go to each different compartment. The wealthy person went to a place very hard and you know terrible place.
喺一个嘅光景里边，嗰个就个财主去嘅，好惨，好有火烧嘅。
And the other place is called Abraham's bosom. That was where the beggar was.
喺另外一个地方咧，就亚伯拉罕怀里，就嗰个乞丐嘅地方。
This story is a true story. It's not an analogy. It's exactly what happened.
这个是真实的事，不是一个比喻。
So Jesus mentioned that to warn us after the death of every person you should think about the future.
所以主耶稣告诉我们，在人死了之后有一个地方你要去的，你必须要思想预备好那个地方。
Which place do you go?
你究竟想去哪个地方呢？
The rich man will go to one place.
有钱人会去这个地方。
The poor beggar will go to another place.
这个穷的乞丐去另外一个地方。
So in other words, what you did while you are living will decide where do you go in the future.
就说当你还活着的时候，就会决定你将来去哪个地方。
So you put the whole story together within this chapter 16, you will see Jesus saying, tell the disciples, think carefully, plan wisely about your future.
所以将整个十六章来思考的时候，就知道主耶稣向门徒来讲，你当要思考，当要计划，就将来你要去哪个地方。
In this world,
在这个世界上面，
the children of this generation,
就是这个世代之子，
is smarter than the children of the light.
比光明之子更加聪明。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because children of this generation, they always plan ahead.
因为这个世代的人他时常都计算以后的事情。
I used to work for a big company.
我以前是同一家大行来做。
For 16 years.
做了16年。
I remember when I worked in that company.
我记得我为这家公司打工的时候呢。
As a manager, you always think ahead.
作为一个经理人呢，就是要想将来。
You are under a very strict discipline that you will make long-term plan, middle-term plan, and short-term plan.
我都是受训练要做一个长远的计划、中期的计划和短期的计划的。
That's a must if you want to run a successful business.
如果你要你的生意成功呢，这个是必须的。
In each plan, you have to think very carefully, what if, what if, what if?
在每一个计划里面都需要有如果这样发生又怎样？如果某件事情这样发生又怎样？
Plan A, Plan B, Plan C.
它都有甲乙丙三个不同计划。
You should not face any situation unexpectedly.
我面对任何光景的时候都不可以被他们吓到，突然间来到不知道怎么算的。
If you do that well, you are under the strict discipline. You can be a successful person. You can run a successful business.
如果你是一个这么有训练、这么计划的人呢，你就能够做可以带领一个成功的企业，成为一个成功的人士。
That'sIn this world, that's how you to be, how can you be successful?
这个就是这个世界上能够成功。
That's why the children of this light, in this generation, is smarter, wiser than the children of light.
所以就是今世之子在世事上比较光明之子更加聪明。
But Jesus said, you think, use your brain, think about your future.
主耶稣说用你的脑袋想想你将来的事。
Many Christians nowadays, I use Lance Lambert's phrase, don't think.
今天呢，我说用蓝弟兄的话来说，他就说你这班人没脑袋的，不想的。
Just come to the meeting every week doing the same thing, never really think about the future.
就是按着规矩每个礼拜来聚会都不想将来。
Even you think about future and do nothing.
就算你想将来的事你都不做事。
That is unwise.
就没有行动的，这个是不聪明的。
You have to not only think about future, also do something, plan about it.
不单止想到将来的事，并且要起来有行动。
Now, the generation, this generation, people plan the future only talk about within, say, your lifetime, 40, 80, 100 years at most.
今世之子是聪明的地方，但他所规划的都是今世的事情，40, 80, 甚至100年的事情。
All that is devoted to hard study, hard work, hard everything for this short span of life.
今世之子就是为了努力读书、努力做工，都为了今世的。
But Jesus says, think about long term. How about eternity?
但主耶稣说你要想长啲啊，想到永远。
Have you made any plan about your eternity?
你有冇为着你嘅永远嚟安排一个计划咧？
Have you take action about for that day?
或者嗰日你讲紧今日有冇起嚟行动咧
？Many Christians say, "Oh, after I die, I go to heaven and be with Jesus. Oh, beautiful, praise the Lord."
好多基督徒话：，哎呀，咁我死咗咪去天堂咯，咁咪与主一齐。哦，感谢称赞主。
That is stupid.
呢个系愚拙嘅。
No, no. You have to think about it. When you see Jesus, when you enter into eternity, are you ready to be in a right place?
当你进入永远的时候，当你见到主的时候，你会不会去到那个适当的地方呢？
The rich people end up in wrong place.
那个有钱的人去了一个错的地方。
He was so sorry for himself.
他为着他那个光景十分的后悔。
He asked, said, can you send someone to tell my five brothers, don't come to this place, this is horrible.
他说你可不可以派人去到我在世的弟兄那里，叫他不要来这里，因为这里实在太可怕了。
If I knew this, I will not come to this place.
如果我一早知道有我的下场这么可怕，我就不会来
了。Too late for me.
但现今太迟了。
I wish my brothers will not come to this place.
我希望我在世兄弟不会来这
个地方。
Please, send someone to tell him. 请你派人去跟他讲。
But that's no use.
但没用了。
You cannot feel sorry in the future and try to change something you do now. It's irreversible.
在将来的时候后悔已经太晚了，因为我们不可以在当时后悔，而现在反转来调转现在我做一些事情是不可能的。
In order you will not feel sorry in the future, do something today.
为了将来不会后悔，今天你必须起来行动。
Right? So today is the time.Every Christian should prepare.
So, 今天就是个时间，每个基督徒需要有行动。
So, this is the fourth time Jesus said, be smart.
这个第四次主耶稣讲话要有聪明。
My time is up.
我时间到了。
The simple question to you and me is this.
对大家和对我一个简单的问题。
Who is the faithful and sensible servant?
谁是聪明有见识的仆人呢？
Who can answer that question?
誰能夠答這個問題呢？誰是忠心有見識的仆人呢？
You and me.
就是你和我。
We should answer these questions.
我們應當回答這個問題。
Because when the day comes, when Jesus, the Master, comes back, he is looking for these two qualities.
因為當主耶穌回來的時候，他就來到找這兩個性質。
So today I share with you these four cases.When Jesus talk about be smart.
早晨我同大家交流咗四个地方，主耶稣讲到聪明。
It is not anything to do with your IQ.
同你嗰个智商冇关系嘅。
Only to do how you listen to Jesus' word and how you react.
只系同你点样听到主嘅话，同埋点样对主嘅话有啲乜嘢嘢嘅反应。
May Lord give all of us the wisdom from above.
愿意主从上而来给我有智慧。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
主，我们为着你的话来感谢你。
You said the heaven and earth will perish away.
天和地都要废去。
But your words will never change.
但主的话永不废去。
And now you have spoken to us.
主已经向我们来讲话。
Lord, we ask you will help us to understand it.
愿意主帮助我们来明白。
Also let these words be active in our lives.
也都容让这些话在我们生命里面有功用的。
So Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit not only help us to understand what you shared with us.
所以我们求圣灵不单止容让我们明白今天交通的话。
We pray you will give us strength.
也都求主给我们力量。
To act upon it.
叫我们来到有所行动。
So we'll be wise people build a house on the solid rock.
叫我们所谓聪明的人建造房屋在磐石上边。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我
们。We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
Otherwise, we are so foolish.
否则我们只不过是愚拙的。
We can never really do things right.
我们没办法做好任何事。
Unless the Holy Spirit help us.
除了圣灵来帮助我们。
Give us a willing heart.
帮助我一个愿意的心。
To cooperate with you.
与主来合作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.